Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, we tell you more about a solar-powered inflatable light that can assist farmers to plant more, reduce the importation of foreign provisions, and increase the export of organic food. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The non-profit organization Farm Up Jamaica has introduced a lightweight solar-powered inflated lantern to the local market. This as part of efforts to assist Jamaican farmers in the cultivation of organic food and to reduce importation of conventional, inorganic, and genetically modified GMO foods. The instrument, called Luminade, packs flat at the size of a regular cellular phone and inflates to create a waterproof portable lantern.
So it's a light that charges on solar power for 7 hours and gives you 30 hours of light.
Executive Director of Farm Up Jamaica, Neil Curtis. Sunlight charges the solar panel during daylight and the energy is stored in a rechargeable battery.
So in the hurricane, the fishermen, whoever need this light, will be able to help not only protect themselves in a situation, but will also be able to help farmers to plant more food.
Mr. Curtis says 100% of proceeds from the sale of the item will go back to the agriculture sector as well as assist farmers. Another one of Farm Up Jamaica's latest initiatives is the cultivation of 100 acres of organic onion in Goshen, St. Elizabeth. The project is being undertaken in collaboration with Northern Caribbean University under an agreement aimed at facilitating the reduction of onion imports. Mr. Curtis says the Agriculture Ministry has also assisted with land clearance of the 1,200-acre farm on which 10-acre plots will be set up.
We intend to help reduce the importation of onions by 20% within the first 15 months.
In addition to the onion project, the NGO facilitates a ginger project with the world's largest seller of essential oils, doTERRA, to supply the Utah-based company with organic ginger oil. The project began in 2015, where 620 tourists spent a day planting 10 acres of organic Jamaican ginger in the community of Haddo in Westmoreland.
So we are now going into the communities that normally grow ginger and expanding those communities, even trying other ways to do ginger farming that may be even more sustainable.
The organization also works closely with students at the Hart Ebony Park Institution.
We take the students on the weekends and we show them practical organic farming. And then we look at the all-stars. And then at the end, when they graduate from Hart Trust, we take them onto Farm Up Jamaica and we put them into what we call an entrepreneurship program, where they work with us for 6 months, learn how to farm organically, and then we give them a market to grow a specific food for us on their own 1-acre land that we give to them.
Executive Director of Farm Up Jamaica, Neil Curtis. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. How water wa go in a pumpkin got? Translation, how water gets inside a pumpkin. And this means one does not know the procedure involved. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.